stretch forth his hand, and a hand in Bible prophecy, one of the simplest symbols for Adventists to understand. A hand is symbolizing being brought into submission. Those that receive the mark of the beast, though they don't believe it, receive the mark of the beast in the hand. Those that believe it receive it in the forehead. The hand symbolizes being brought into subjection. Verse 42, the papacy is going to stretch forth his hand. He's going to bring all the countries of Egypt, the land of Egypt. Notice the land of Egypt, geography once again. All the countries of the world are going to be brought into subjection to the papacy. And we know that this is the case. This is the testimony of Scripture and the spirit of prophecy. But notice this in Testimonies, Volume 6, page 18. As America, the land of religious liberty, shall unite with the papacy in forcing the conscience and compelling men to honor the false Sabbath, the people of every country on the globe will be led to follow her example. In the same testimony, Volume 6, page 395, she says, foreign nations will follow the example of the United States. Though she leads out, yet the same crisis will come upon our people in all parts of the world. Brothers and sisters, verse 42 and 43 of Daniel 11 is describing when the papacy conquers the entire world, the countries that make up the geography of planet Earth. And this takes place just before human probation closes. This is in total agreement with a basic Adventist understanding of the end of the world, the death decree time period that goes throughout the whole world, the Sunday law implemented on the whole world. The papacy takes control of the entire world here in verse 42 and 43, spiritually. And Sister White says that first the United States falls to the papacy, and then the countries of the world follow the United States example. So if verses 42 and 43 are speaking about the land of Egypt, symbolizing the countries of the world, then the verse immediately before those verses that are describing the conquering of the world by the papacy, verse 41, when it's speaking about the glorious land, is it speaking about the papacy conquering the Seventh-day Adventist Church, or is it speaking about the papacy conquering the United States, the country that Sister White says falls first, and then the world follows her example? Brothers and sisters, everywhere you look at this, verse 41, the glorious land, is identifying the United States. As far as the sequence that is established in prophecy,